It seems that there were always some kind of meal between the morning breakfast and the evening supper, right? But when did lunch get to be lunch? Historians believe that lunch actually started out as a snack. In the 18th century, Samuel Johnson defined the word lunch as much food as one's hand can hold. That doesn't sound like much of a meal by today's standards, but then again, we now live in an era of wraps, sandwiches, pizza, and spring rolls that make effective handheld delicacies. Lunch, in all of its incarnations, is the topic of today's Central Standard, where our food critics stick out our hands and see how much lunch we can squeeze into them. We want to know if you eat out, brown bag it, or hit the supermarket salad bar during your lunch break. But first, the news. And this is Central Standard. I'm Charles Furze with The Pitch. This is the Food Critic Show, and as a little boy, I always opened my lunchbox with a sense of impending dread. I never knew if my mother would have even remembered to pack a lunch, or even more terrifying, what she might have packed. It was not unusual to find a sandwich made of two slices of Wonder Bread and a pickle, or just two slices of bread, period. One day I opened my lunchbox to find it contained a $1 bill and a quickly scrawled note, see if you could buy another kid's lunch. Needless to say, I've never looked at the meal we call lunch in any romantic sense. But for some people, taking a midday lunch break is a luxurious way to unwind and nourish both the body and the soul after a stressful morning. It doesn't have to be fancy or expensive. Just an opportunity to chat with friends and coworkers over a sandwich, a bowl of soup, a salad, or depending where you're lunching, a quick martini and a cheeseburger. On today's Central Standard, the food critics and I will take the same amount of time that most American workers, I should say, get for their lunch to discuss that very subject. Do you go out to eat on your break, or do you eat at your desk? Do you prefer to dine alone, with coworkers, or with your boyfriend or girlfriend? Are some local restaurants better for lunch than others? And, most importantly, would you carry a metal H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox if you could find one? The answer to these questions and many, many more will be solved by our masterful panel of dining detectives who will introduce themselves to you now, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I am a freelance food writer.
Very good.
I'm Mary Block with Around the Block at aroundtheblock.com, and I do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
And Christine?
I'm Chris Basica, and I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, and I finally have my other blog up, which is www.cafechris.com.
.com. Yes. Cafe, C-H-R-I-S,
yes.
.com. Very
yes.
good. Well, do you have anything on there right now?
I do. I have three or four articles, and it's been an interesting process getting it up, and I have so much to write, I'm almost paralyzed.
All right. Well, I know that feeling. And would you, by the way, carry an H&R Puffin Stuff lunchbox if you could find one?
No, I had a Peter Pan one with Tinkerbell on it.
I'd carry that, yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, we are going to be talking about lunch in the second half of the show, but in the first half, we are going to do what we always do, talk about new restaurants, and we always encourage you to call in and tell us where you have been that's new and interesting, or if you have questions for our panel, at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org, or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
Why don't we start with you, Emily? Where have you been?
Well, mostly I've been in Mexico.
That's true.
After the last show, the next day I hopped on a plane and took a 10-day trip to California, then Mexico, and had a grueling 18-hour trip back with some bad airport food. So I haven't eaten that much in Kansas City since our last show, but I did go to lunch at Barrel 31, which is the new place in the former Velvet Dog space on Martini Corner at 400 East 31st Street.
Now, did they do any kind of considerable work inside? Does it look differently inside?
It does look different. It's I can't say I went to Velvet Dog all that often, but I do remember velvet and velour, and it was dark. And it feels very much like a casual dining with a kind of modern and hip, really cool kind of mid-century style light fixtures and some burlap covered seats and some metal chairs, and it's very much of the whiskey bar style of now.
I heard it's very noisy in there.
You know, I went for lunch, okay, and there weren't that many people in there. And
Chris, do you want to weigh in on that? Is it noisy?
Well, we went to dinner, and there were several large tables, and you know, that just seems to, women's voices seem to get more and more soprano as the evening goes on. Mm-hmm. But it was noisy, but not insufferable.
Yeah, okay. And there have definitely been some insufferably noisy places,
yes,
that have popped up lately, and this I didn't feel was that. But again, I was there for lunch, and it wasn't that busy.
Do they have a different lunch and dinner menu, or same menu?
I don't think so. The menu I have is the same menu Chris has, and it's it has supper on the menu, so I guess that's, you know, they gave that to us at lunch. But the food could definitely be lunch fare or dinner fare. Starts with burgers. It starts with beginnings, two sides here. But they have burgers and they have supper, so the supper is entrees. They have a hanger steak and a shepherd's pie. And I'll let Chris talk about dinner, because we had burgers. I was there with two other people, and we each had burgers. And I had the Midtown Heartstopper, which is a burger with pork belly, a fried egg, cheddar and Swiss, and bib lettuce and tomato jam.
Wow.
Oh my.
It was kind of hard to eat, and I was very sticky after I was done eating it from the tomato jam. But it was really good. I feel like, you know, we also had the Bloody Mary oyster shooters, which were fried oysters in their house Bloody Mary, which tasted really good. It was a little strange to have something deep fried in liquid, but the flavors worked really well. It just kind of lost its crunchiness. And the edamame was really good. I think, you know, a lot of places just give you a bowl of salted edamame, and this had chili sauce.
This was the best edamame I think I've ever had in a restaurant. Yeah. It was fabulous.
The coarse sea salt.
We had it that night, the opening, too.
Yeah, the coarse sea salt gave it a good texture, and it was really good. I would say there are a few things, like a few of the finishing touches weren't quite there, but I think it's really close, and the flavors are really good, and the service is really good, and I will definitely go back. Like the fries were a little soggy and not hot enough, and the Brussels sprouts had good flavor, but they weren't roasted enough to be kind of crispy on the edges, and just a few little things that I think they're really, really close, and I feel like they're going to get there.
Good, good. And that's Barrel 31. What is the address there?
400 East 31st Street. So it's just west of Gillum on 31st in the former Velvet Dog space.
Where else have you been? Or is that the newest place because of your trip?
That's pretty much the only place that I've been out to eat. The rest of the time I've just been sleeping and unpacking all of my beautiful Mexican blankets.
All right. We're going to bypass Mary just momentarily, so you could kind of weigh in because you've been to Barrel 31 as well.
Right, and we really enjoyed it. For dinner, we had, but Bill also had, he had a hamburger. He had the Barrel 31 hamburger, which is with bacon, a fried egg, bib lettuce, I mean, whiskey braised onions. And I got to have a bite of that, and I thought it was really good. The burgers are really
big.
Yeah, they're tall. I don't know how people exactly get their mouths around
They're very messy. Like, you would do yourself a favor to eat them with a knife and fork if you were wearing nice makeup and nice clothes.
Yeah, and if you didn't want to look like a drooling pig across from the person.
Yeah.
And the other thing, in keeping with lightweight food, I had the pork belly with bourbon maple glaze and green chili polenta. And I did have the Brussels sprouts. I thought they were pretty well done. Excuse me for my meal. But what was kind of interesting to me, I mean, that dinner was $14. And the most expensive dinner there is the hanger steak, and it's $17. So this is a pretty reasonable place.
Does the hanger steak come with anything?
It comes with Celerac puree.
That was good.
And Brussels sprouts.
Okay, so really, it's a very modestly priced restaurant.
It is. Oh. It is. The drinks... I was expecting a lot of really good, highly crafted drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They have several drinks. I mean, we saw the drink menu, and we had a couple of them the night that they did a little press thing. And I hope they keep working on those.
Okay. Any place else you've been?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. I haven't been on for a while, but I'll keep it quick.
All right.
Okay. We've talked about Novel a million times. I've been there twice in the last 3 or 4 weeks, both times spectacular. That's at 17th and Summit. And if people have not tried it, they should. And now that spring, I've determined, is finally here as of this afternoon.
Lips to God's ears.
I'm praying that that's true. But they have outside seating, and so it should be it should be really great.
But make a reservation.
You do need to make reservations. Yep. And
Tell me about going to lunch at L'École Culinaire.
I did go to lunch at L'École Culinaire.
Why don't you tell what it's the old J.C. Nichols office building on the plaza. What is the address?
I don't know, but I'll get back to you with that in a minute, I hope.
And we should say that is the new cooking school on the Country Club Plaza. The students make and serve the meals, and they only have lunch 2 days a week.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
From when to when?
From about 11 to 2:30. Would not go. They don't serve during the 2 weeks that they're switching classes.
Okay.
So, and I think I was there last week, and I think this week is a changeover week. So I would definitely call ahead.
Well, they prefer you to make reservations.
They do, but you don't have to.
Okay.
So far. And we had a fabulous lunch served by a wonderful, darling young woman who was working on becoming a chef. And we had the roasted jerk-rubbed pork loin. We took everything she said and said, okay. She said it was the best. So we also got a kitchen tour. She said, you want to go through the kitchen? I went, sure. And then they gave us yet another dessert. But at any rate.
I should say the desserts are very, very good.
Yes,
there.
Yes, they are.
And the prices are very, very reasonable.
Very inexpensive. The most expensive thing on the lunch menu is $9, and that's the pork loin.
They have I tried as well. It's very, very good.
It was very good. And we had the boneless fried chicken, which was wonderful. We had the, and also the flat iron steak, which was really good. Oh, that is the most expensive. That's $10 for lunch.
Wow.
And these are big portions.
And they do have, I can't believe you haven't mentioned this already, Christine, but they do have wine and beer.
I know. Yeah. But I was on a business lunch, I was not partaking. But I did go home and tell my husband, this is a really fun place. We need to go on a Thursday.
And the address for L'École Culinaire is 310 Ward Parkway.
Thanks. Right. Thank you. The other new place I've been to is Sasha's Baking Company, and I can talk about that during lunch.
Okay,
when we talk about
lunch.
Yeah. I did have
lunch.
Would
you give it a thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, big thumbs up.
All right.
Big thumbs up. And the other thing, we finally ate at the Pig and Finch. I've never eaten there. And
that's in Leawood, correct?
That's in Leawood off 105th Street. Or
no, 115th. Park Place.
Park Place. And I've never eaten there, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised.
They have a very talented chef, John Smith.
Mm-hmm. They do. The food was wonderful. It's not as expensive as some of the other restaurants out there. I thought it was great. And finally, we went to the 40th anniversary celebration at the American, and Michael Corvino, of course, was cooking, and also Colby Garrett's, and I thought it was probably one of the best meals I've had anywhere, anytime. And this is the second one of those we've been to. And the next time, and I think this is just hysterical, there, and I forget his name, but it's the people that do Crumb's Tomatoes.
Oh, you Dave Crumb.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And there, eponymous name. And if people haven't done those, they need to do them. They're not that expensive, and the food is just wonderful.
That's great. And that was the American restaurant, which does turn 40 this year, or I guess it did turn 40.
Yep.
And a shout out to Jasper's restaurant, which turned 60, as did Casconi's.
Wow.
It's also 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
That special event reminds me that the Green Dirt Farm Table dinners go on sale on Tuesday.
Oh,
okay.
So
if anybody is looking to go to those dinners, they have a great lineup of chefs through the summer and early fall.
Is there a website, Emily?
It's greendirtfarm.com.
Yep.
And you can click on events. And they have a great lineup of chefs this year. And so tickets go on sale Tuesday. Even at $175 a piece, that's what they've been historically. They sell out within minutes. So if you've ever wanted to go to one of these dinners, get them quickly.
All right. Mary, you have been to Parkville, I understand.
I have. On Highway 45, Sake Sushi, it's where Paradise Diner and the Thai place were.
There was a Mexican restaurant there, too.
Okay.
Well, it's sort of a doomed location, I think. But
well, I think this one might
near
make
the IHOP,
it.
IHOP, right? It's next to the International House of Pancakes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was only,
you're
you know,
such
I made
a snob.
Beeline,
said, oh, what's
beeline
that?
For the sushi restaurant, which you can see from the highway if
right,
you're coming
right.
to or from the airport. It's 5225 Northwest 64th Street. And my friend and I went thinking it was just a sushi restaurant. And we were all about the sushi. I had seen a lot of pictures on Facebook. It looked fabulous. And when we got there, I realized it was a full service Asian restaurant. I mean, they have.
Wasn't the actual name of it like Sake Sushi, this, that, and the other, or, you know.
Asian Sushi Hibachi is what's on the menu, but it isn't online that way. They have Asian wok things, house specialties like curries and Thai, pad Thai. They have a hibachi grill.
I understand
noodles,
it's not very
fried rice.
Mary.
No, it was very reasonable. We had the sushi. We were on a mission, and it was excellent. As good
as
fish and sushi as you could have anywhere.
And now it's not spelled
Kansas City.
Like sake, the drink, correct?
No, it's S-A-K-A-E.
S-A-K-A-E.
Yep.
Huh.
And it's gorgeous.
Really?
I mean, it's not the restaurant, but the sushi that comes, the platters are beautifully presented. And I had a raw yellowtail with ponzu and jalapeno, and they have that at most sushi restaurants. This was so much better. The fish itself was so much better.
Mm.
So I highly recommend that.
Tell us about another place you've been to recently, the Preservation Market.
Yes, that's where America's Pub used to be
at
510 Westport. It's in Bridger's Bottle Shop, which is also new.
Is that a bar or a retail store?
It's both.
Okay.
You can buy beer out of their refrigerated cases to go or to stay. They also have a lot of draft beer. I don't think they have a full bar.
What exactly is Preservation Market a restaurant or a carryout?
It is a restaurant within the shop, and it's Alex Pope of Local Pig. And you know how he has the Pigwich sandwiches behind his butcher shop? This is a whole new menu of salads and sandwiches. Very good, very interesting. We went at like 5:30 one evening, and I was hot to try one of these sandwiches, and you go and you pull the menu off the wall, and then you check what you want and hand it to them. And it was a different menu. And at night, evidently, they do small plates and charcuterie and, you know, fancy pickles and that kind of thing. They think they might be having some sandwiches and salads at night, but at the moment, they're not. But they've gotten plenty of feedback that they might want to do that.
Mm.
We ended up having a flatbread with a mushroom confit and caramelized onions, and it was rolled up and then cut. So we ate it almost like an egg roll. It was excellent. We had some cheddar-crusted olives, which were interesting, and you could get cheese plates and things like that. But the sandwiches and salads look really good as well, and they come with Alex's homemade potato chips. Which
what hours do they serve food? Do they have specific hours?
You know, the whole time they're open, I think it's 11 to 11 or something like that. I'll check after I
And that's the Preservation Market in Westport in the Bridger's Bottle Shop.
Correct? Right. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is a great food and wine event coming up, which I happen to be co-chairing, so it's a shameless plug. But it's a benefit for the Nelson, and it's called Shuttlecork. It's May 8th and 9th. Mm-hmm. And the first night is winemaker dinners in people's homes, and that's a pricey ticket. But the second night is at the Nelson, and they have 30 wineries coming from the West Coast, 30 restaurants doing small plates, silent auction, big live auction out in the on the lawn in a tent. And if you're a wine lover, this is the event for you. So
cool.
You can go to shuttlecork.org.
And what is the date of that event?
May 8th and 9th.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
You bet.
I want to remind you that the switchboard is open if you have places you would like to talk about at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org, or you could tweet us at
@KCURCST.
And Leslie did send us a tweet. Have the hosts or the panelists tried couscous gyro kebab, which I don't even know where that is, or the new place, the new Italian deli downtown, which is called Pesettino. Has anyone been there yet?
I think it just opened.
It did. I got a text from my mother-in-law that she was their very first customer, and there was an exclamation mark. So I think that means
Good. Shout out to Ruth Hopkins. She,
She's on it.
She is always number one wherever a new groovy place is. Someone called us once about couscous gyro kebab, and I can't even remember where it is, but I wanted to go there. Is it north of the river? Is that possible? Gladstone?
I'm not sure.
I will look it up. Okay. I will go with you.
All
we
right,
can go.
Let's start taking some calls. We've got, let's go to, is it Dana in Kansas City?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dana, and you want to tell us about a new place?
Hi, our new place is called the Mixing Bowl Nashery at 520 Southwest Boulevard in downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
Now, I wanted to commend you, Dana, because you have opened this place in a location that some people might say was coist.
Yeah.
several places have come and gone there over the years. I think the last place was a hot dog place, right?
Yes, sir. It's called Frank's.
Okay.
Before.
Well, tell us about your place, the Mixing Bowl Nashery.
Our place is generally comfort food. It is all made from scratch. I am a retired chef, and my husband is retired also. A lot of the people who have worked for us or with us through the years are now employed with us. We make homemade pies, homemade breads. We have tenderloins. We have fried chicken dinners. Our lunch special as of today is like a turkey Reuben sandwich from sourdough. We also have a meatloaf with mashed potatoes and gravy and corn.
Now, Dana, tell us, because our listeners are going to be wondering about this right off the bat, tell us what hours and days that the Mixing Bowl Nashery is open.
Monday through Thursday, we are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And obviously,
lunch and dinner.
Tell us a few things that are on your breakfast menu.
Our loaded hashers are about our number one seller. It is a plate full of hash browns with our pepper and onion mix with a scrambled egg on top, crumbled fresh sausage, and cheese.
All right.
One of our biggest sellers is the Crossroads Fried Country Breakfast that comes with a pork tenderloin that has been breaded or tenderized 3 times, 2 eggs, hash browns, 2 pancakes. That's our top seller.
I just want to know if you're open this Sunday.
No, ma'am, we are not open this Easter. This is our first day that we will be closed from taking it.
Take a rest then.
I was going to say, Dana, do you have a liquor license?
We are obtaining the liquor license. Okay. It has not come through yet. But
well, you call and tell us when you get the liquor license so Chris Basica will be there.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dana. we are, I think, going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be dishing on where to get lunch in or around Kansas City. So call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And you are back with us on Central Standard. And forgive me, I'm at this moment opening Jenny Witte's old Barbie lunchbox that she offered to let me have her lunch, and it's a bologna sandwich and 55 packages of Pringles potato chips. Is that
sounds
right?
Sounds good, Charles.
I actually used to love Pringles.
I had a Holly Hobby lunchbox, actually.
Oh, really? I think I did, too. In one of my many, many different life forms. We are going to talk about lunch this hour on the Central Standard Show. We all have favorite places we like to go to lunch for different reasons. And, Chris, before we hit the newest lunch place you have been to, which is the Sasha Baking Company, you do a lot of business lunches.
I have.
And what are the ideal criteria for a business lunch? Quiet, I imagine.
Quiet, a big enough table to actually take a note on if you need to, or have your laptop.
Papers around.
Yeah. Attentive, but not overwhelming service.
Okay.
You know, you want them to show up. You want them to get the food there on time. Then you want them to leave you alone for a while.
Amen, Chris Basica. Over-service is my biggest annoyance
in
a restaurant.
Then I always want to make sure if I'm the one that's having the business lunch, I want to make sure that the bill comes to me.
And what is the most tactful way of doing that?
Give me the bill. No. when I'm ordering, sometimes I'll say, and please make sure the bill comes to me. Sometimes if I'm there before my guest and the waiter comes over, I'll say, please make sure that you hand me the bill. Don't put it in the middle because then they feel obligated, if it's a male, to grab it.
I never have, but okay.
We haven't been to lunch that often.
Where you can catch their eye and, you know, as it's coming and
say,
point.
Here. Yep. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Well, okay. I want to hear all about, because I'm a big fan of this place, but I have not had lunch there. Sasha Baking Company. It's down, is it on 9th Street?
It is on 105 West 9th. Okay. It's on the south side of the street. Parking is, as you find it, pretty much.
It's a
on the streets around there.
Beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. The place is darling, and they have this little, which I didn't even know was actually part of it, but there's this little space beside it that you can have, you know, have your lunch in, because they can do a lot of takeout business. And they also have, and I hesitate to mention this, but they do have a full bar. and you know, it's the kind of place where you can just kind of sit and relax. They're getting their patio in. It's supposed to be in by May 1st, and it's over on the side there. I think it's a darling place. More importantly, I think probably the food is really good. The bakery stuff is delicious, and I bought $50 worth of bakery things.
Well, let's put a shout out to – they have making a lot of their baked goods. Is truly one of the most talented pastry chefs
yes.
in Kansas City,
yes.
Carter Holton, if
yes.
he's listening.
Yes, Carter.
Brilliantly
is,
talented.
Yeah, I agree.
And beautiful pastries.
Oh,
beautiful.
My God, they're gorgeous. I took pictures of just, and then I brought some home and I took pictures of those.
Everything he does is beautiful. His candies, his pastries, chocolates.
Do they have breads there as well?
They have breads, indeed. And by the time we got there at 12:30, there wasn't a huge selection left, and they also supply bread for lots of the restaurants in town. But for lunch, they had more than I thought they would. They had ham and Swiss on a baguette, chicken salad. The chicken salad is really good there. On whole wheat, they have a toasted focaccia with pesto and cheese, French onion soup, creamy basil soup. The soup's vary depending. We had an artichoke soup. And we had the sandwich and the soup, and we could not finish. We each took home half a sandwich, and they offered to give us the soup to take home, and we thought, you know, no.
Chris, let me ask you this. What hours do they serve lunch there? Is it like 11 to 2 or 11 to 3?
Well, you know, they serve until 2 p.m. every day, Tuesday through Friday, and then on Saturdays as well. They're closed Sunday and Monday, and they serve lunch until 2, and I don't believe they kick you out. I mean, it didn't seem like we sat there for quite a while.
It's a husband and wife team that own Sasha Baking Company. And the husband used to be a server at the West Side Local, and he's now one of the owners.
Right.
And I'm so happy to say this, they are supplying some desserts to West Side Local, including one of the most delicious chocolate desserts I've tasted in a long, long time. So that's a big plus for everyone downtown.
Well, his wife, Michelle, is drop-dead gorgeous. And
I told her, obviously you are not eating the pastries here.
Yeah, that's what I said to her, too. And she said that that's quite a struggle. But I had no such compunctions. But anyway, I really do recommend Sasha's on 105 West 9th.
And let me ask you this as we move on to Mary. If you could have lunch anywhere in Kansas City today, where would you like to go to lunch?
You know, we just had a late lunch at Michael Smith's.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there frequently, but every time I go, I'm reminded of how good it is.
Okay. That's at 20th and Main?
20th and Main. And I will also tell you that I'm on an old-fashioned quest, finding the best old-fashioned in Kansas City.
Okay.
And that's so far one of my top two.
All right.
Not that that impaired my ability to taste the lunch, understand?
Very good. Mary Block, where do you like to go to lunch?
I have several favorites. If I want a nicer meal, I love Cafe Sebastian in the Kemper at 45th and Warwick. And they're only open for lunch except for dinner on Friday and Saturday and brunch on Sunday. So it's a great time to go there. And I love – they've got great fish tacos, great Reuben, wonderful salads. I really enjoy that. You were talking about Michael Smith. I love going to Extra Virgin for lunch with a couple friends and getting a lot of different small plates. At the other end of the scale, I love Genesee Royale at 31 Genesee. Todd Schulte does a great job. And he started with Happy Gillis and now – Josh Ian's owns it, and that's another great lunch spot.
Oh, yeah.
All excellent, yes.
Yeah, and I'm excited to go to Preservation Market and have these sandwiches.
All right. Emily, are you a big lunch going out kind of person?
Not really. I'm really bad at eating on a regular schedule except for dinner. Like, I'm always thinking about dinner. But I've always joked that I thought we should do a show about where the food critics eat when we're not being food critics, because I frequent The Mix so much. I love that place. It's not a fancy place. It's a order at the counter, get a salad, you can get it to go. But when I go to lunch, I go to The Mix quite a bit. And there are two locations. Okay. There's one downtown and there's one on the plaza. And
have you ever gotten their coconut cream cookies?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get desserts at lunch.
I know, but you need to splurge.
Yeah. Well, and I also really like going to Extra Virgin for lunch. I think it's great.
It's a great lunch.
And Westside Local, though it's been the last time I went for lunch, I was a little underwhelmed. Right after Charles, you wrote a really great review of it.
They've got a great kale salad, though, with Brussels slaw on it and a piece of bacon. Really good.
Interesting. We are taking your phone calls. We want to know where you like to go to lunch, where some of your favorite lunch spots in Kansas City are. The telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to...
@KCURCST.
I don't go to lunch that often anymore. I probably should. Although I've gone to lunch a couple times in the last week to the new Blanc in Westport. Hmm. And where Simply Breakfast used to be, one of my least favorite places. And... it's a beautiful restaurant.
I like it a lot.
And they've got a very interesting burger list right now. You know, I have to be in the right mood for hamburgers anymore. Whereas a kid, that would be all I would want to eat. Now, I don't know.
It shuts me down for the day.
It really does.
I had a burger at Barrel 31, and I was kind of useless the rest of the day.
But they have so many non-meat burgers there. They've got a great salmon sandwich. And
let me tell you, that it like Emily said earlier about another burger place, the salmon sandwich is something you have to eat with a knife and fork.
Yeah.
It's messy, and it's got that Asian slaw on top of it. But it was very, very good. And I did try, speaking of one of Mary Block's favorite dishes, their truffle fries are pretty good. The chili fries that they toss in, like that chili oil, they were too greasy for me. I couldn't, you know,
yeah,
I couldn't.
I just like them straight up.
I'm with you. our switchboard is starting to fill up, so we will be taking calls very soon. Where's the best fries? Oh, I think Westside Local has the best french fries. Really?
Just not my favorite.
Really? What are your favorites?
Well, I love Cafe Europa's.
They're very good.
Remedies, Julian.
Oh, and Remedy has the eggplant fries, which are the best fries in all the land.
Those are wonderful.
Sprinkled with honey.
They have honey and sprinkled with coarse sea salt, and they're delightful.
Let's start taking some calls. We've got Karen. Karen in Midtown, are you with us?
Yes, hi. How
are
you?
Hi, Karen. Where do you like to go to lunch, Karen?
I was calling. Oh, I love to go. I go to Lulu's down off Southwest Boulevard at least once a week, if not twice, because they have a huge selection of lunch specials, and they're delightful.
I second that. They have great lunch specials there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Modestly priced?
They're like eight.
Oh, yeah. They're
very. $8 to $11, I think.
All right.
On the lunch specials I get, they're like under $8. There's a Thai cashew chicken, which is wonderful. Drunken noodles I get sometimes. And then there's a tofu dish, but I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But it's with tofu and vegetables and rice, and it's really good.
All right. That's Lulu's. It has
noodle
a long,
shop.
Noodle shop, right, in the Crossroads District. And, people really, they love that place dearly. So
it's at 20th and Central, right next to the Jacobson.
2020 Central or 2020.
And, you know, that's right around the corner from where this new Italian deli is that I'm going to throw a request out that if any of our listeners have been to, I believe it's Pezzatini's, is that correct? We want to know about that place, but thank you. Maybe we should have your mother-in-law, Ruth Hopkins, call in.
If she's not working, call in, Ruth.
Okay. 816-235-2888. Let's go to Philip in Midtown. Philip, you've been to a place that I'm actually really fond of. Did you want to tell us about Pandolfi's?
Yes, it's at, 532 Campbell.
Yes.
It happens to be in an old funeral home but for many, many years back. But it has terrific meatballs, and, you know, I my grandma made meatballs, so I'm pretty good judge of that.
I will say this, Philip, that in case any of our listeners are a little weirded out about eating in a funeral home, and it was
a
funeral.
It's in the flowers.
Right.
The flowers
I was going to say it was in the former flower shop. But it is a family-owned restaurant owned by Jake Hendershot, whose family owns the building. It's a beautiful building. And some, you will find some of the best sandwiches in Kansas City at Pandolfi's.
It's terrific. And I will tell you, their chocolate amaretto brownies are to die for. As a matter of fact, who knows? One of them may kill me, but I eat them all. I eat them when I can.
I don't know if that's the right comment to make about a restaurant next to a former
funeral home.
Yeah. So,
hey, let me tell you something. You die happy if you're eating one of these brownies.
They are
some of the best desserts. One of the best desserts I've ever had.
That's great.
And they're great meatballs.
Thank you, Philip. And let's go to Julie. Julie in Prairie Village. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about a great place. It's called the French Market. It's in the Prairie Village Shopping Center, and it's owned by Cafe Provence. Mm-hmm. And they have chicken curry salads to go. They have some seating outdoors when the weather's good, and they also have salads. They have desserts to die for, chocolate mousse, pear tart, and chocolate tarts as well.
Now, is this a carryout place, or can you eat there?
You can eat outside. They've got two tables and four chairs. So, and most of the food is carry out. They have soups and salads, and they also have dinners to go. And you just take it home and warm it up yourself. And all the food is made by Cafe Provence.
Well, that's good. All right. And that's the French Market in the Prairie Village Shopping Center?
Yes. It's next to the cleaners and right over by the hardware store.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Julie. We are taking your phone calls, and let's go to... is this Henrik?
This is Henrik.
Ah, Henrik, what do you want to tell us about?
Well, I one of my favorite lunch spots is the original La Bodega down at Southwest Boulevard in Jefferson.
Yep.
And I think that, first of all, the service is pretty much perfect, and the value for, and like the tapatidia, is always nicely arranged and a good flavor that kind of makes an extra value to the meal.
The original La Bodega is a classic place, and I'm trying to think. They don't have a separate lunch menu, don't they? Just use the regular tapas menu?
I think so. And they're cheaper
at
lunch.
I
mean, 2 to 6.
Or the tapatidia is a great value, where they put some different tapas together in little nice, almost like an appetizer thing, and it just comes with fresh bread, and I mean, it's just a good deal.
All right, and let's another shout out for the original La Bodega on Southwest Boulevard. Let's go to Jeff from downtown. Jeff,
how are you today?
Good. What's up?
I wanted to talk about two places. The first, Milwaukee Deli at 9th and Baltimore, which is right next door to the bakery that you were discussing.
Uh-huh.
They not only have great deli food, including I had a sandwich and soup there that were quite good, but they also have pizza by the slice. And one slice of pizza by the slice is as big as, like...
Oh, that big, huh? Okay. All right.
Oh.
Well, yeah, thank you. I don't know what happened to... it must have been that pizza that did it. I don't know. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny in Overland Park, are you with us?
Yes, Ken. I am. Hello.
Hi, Kenny. What's up?
Not much. I was going to tell everybody about Bloomsburg Bistro. I think that's the name of it, in the Antique Mall in Prairie Village.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real nice place.
Bloomsbury Bistro at the Mission Road Antique Mall, yes. And that's at, what, 80th,
cool
83rd
place.
And Mission, I believe? Yeah. The food's good.
It's real good. Love it. It's something different every day, and you can't get it. It's real fresh. Tastes real good. And my girlfriend's Chinese, and we go to Fortune Star on 119th and Metcalf in just moved here, I'm not sure, Rose and something. And it's a very authentic Chinese buffet on Sunday. You should go there on Sunday. You could get a real good taste of Chinese flavor and
now,
not your normal Chinese stuff.
Kenny, is the Fortune Star buffet on Sunday different from the buffet on any other day of the week?
Yes, you have more of a, from what my Chinese friends tell me, a more authentic Chinese buffet rather than just what you'd normally get anywhere else.
All right. Hmm. Okay, we didn't know that. Hey, thank you, Kenny. That's great. I have given myself a personal moratorium on Chinese buffets.
I've given myself a moratorium on all buffets. Like a hamburger, it shuts me down. Okay. I can't
you
do anything
eat too
else.
Much, and it's just not as good as ordering off the menu.
And some buffets need to be left alone, I think. No one in particular I'm going to mention. But we are taking your phone calls. We're talking about lunch this hour at 8. And it is the lunch hour, practically. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. If you just tuned in, our panel of food critics today include Miss Chris Besica, who will go to restaurants if they don't have a bar. I just want that to be said.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mary Block, who will go to a restaurant if they don't have French fries.
Yes.
And Emily Ferris, who will not go to a restaurant if they have tablecloths.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good.
very good. I want to, we were talking about, now that I'm the queen of the local chains on the show, Spin Pizza. I love that place. I love it any meal of the day, but their lunch specials. They do, it's called Make It a Mia, I think. And you get a little pizza and a salad, and it's, I don't know, around $10.
Max.
It's so good. Loves, and there are multiple locations in the metro.
Spin Pizza. Let's go to Bridget. Bridget in Independence. Where have you been, Bridget?
I recently went to the Maharaja in Blue Springs. And we don't have very many in Blue Springs.
Yeah, but where in Blue Springs is the Maharaja?
It is on Highway 7, just about 20 feet north of I-70.
Okay. Is it new?
You know, it's been there for about a year, but it's clearly a best-kept secret. We don't have very many Indian restaurants out in eastern Jackson County, so it's lovely to have this one, and their food was just marvelous.
The Maharaja. What did you have there that you liked?
We actually were there for dinner, and we shared the two-person dinner with meat. And so I had the lamb sog and the chicken tikka masala. But their coconut soup was an unexpected treat, so that was quite lovely.
Was it sweet?
It was, and I wasn't expecting that, but it was still fantastic. And it was paired with, I guess, a fried dumpling that was really very spicy and savory. And so the mix of them was delicious.
That's great. All right. And that's the Maharaja in Blue Springs.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bridget. And I think we have Jeff here who we had lost earlier. Jeff, are you back with us?
Yes.
Well, he was. Jeff has been having the worst luck with us today, and I'm very sorry about that. 816-235-2888. You know, I get Blue Springs and Raytown somehow jumbled in my small
mind.
They're both east. And I recently was at a diner for lunch in Raytown, but it's on Blue Ridge Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And it's the Blue Ridge and the Blue Springs, and there's just too much blue.
Someone called in about that a couple of shows ago, right?
And you know what? It's pretty good. They make their own pies, and they're actually such good homemade pies that they never seem to have any of them in stock.
What's it called?
Home Skillet.
Home Skillet, yes. I remember someone calling it
Home Skillet. And they do make a lot of their own things there. And it is family-owned, and you have to give a big shout-out to that. You don't find very many family-owned diners left anymore.
No. So. One of my new favorite lunch spots is in KCK, Kansas City, Kansas. It's not new, but it's newish to me. It's El Pollo Rey.
Yes.
Love that place. They have three items on the menu. You can get a half chicken, a whole chicken, or chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
And the half chicken is more than enough for one hungry person. And you get tortillas and pickled onions and salsas. And oh, it's so good.
And that's El Pollo Rey. Is this the one on State Avenue?
Kansas Avenue.
Kansas.
It's right by, so it's 901 Kansas Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas, which is right over there.
And isn't that across the street from?
From Bickelmeyer's Butcher.
Right.
Where you can also get tacos for lunch on Saturdays.
Saturdays only?
Yes. And then down the street just a little bit is Santa Fe.
San Antonio Market?
San Antonio, I'm sorry. Yeah, and they do really great tortillas, and I think they do tacos for lunch every day.
I'll tell you something. If you want to see all the hipsters in Kansas City, go to San Antonio Market on a Sunday morning, and it's where all the cool people are.
All the cool kids go for their tortillas.
For their tortillas and their breakfast, San Antonio Market. Let me ask you, Chris, we talked earlier about business lunches. Mm-hmm. If you were going out with your husband Bill for a romantic lunch, where would you go? Was that a snort I just heard?
Romantic lunch. Romantic lunch. Well, I'll tell you, since I just did my taxes, I'll tell you where apparently I've eaten lunch or mid-afternoon meals more than any place.
Yes.
Capital Grill.
They do that special at lunch.
Yes, they do.
Which is what is that special?
It's plates. It's two courses for $18, and you can get a really nice second course.
Yes.
A steak sandwich, lobster salad, and then you get a super salad with
yes.
it.
Is Capital Grill still dark at lunch? Is that why it's romantic?
Yeah, it's fairly dark. And, you know, once we gave up cigar smoking in Missouri, I started going there more often because I hated the cigar smoke there. And I think that's such a good law. That's me.
Okay, we still have a full search board, so I'm going to go to Judith. Is this the Judith I know in Overland Park?
That it is.
Hi, Judith. How are you today?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, Judith. I didn't think of you as a ladies who lunch kind of gal. Are you?
Well, I do occasionally meet ladies for lunch, actually. I wanted to mention Unforked on 119th Street for lunch. I'd love to go there.
Now, tell me why you like to go there. I've been there a couple times, and every time I go, it's filled with screaming kids. So tell me why you like to go there.
Well, but you can find that, I guess. But I usually get the Citrus Crunch taco or the California grilled tilapia taco, and I'll always on a corn tortilla. I just think it's delicious. It's always hot. I really like the way they dress them, and it seems really fresh, and I really love it for lunch.
That's great. That's Unforked at 119th Street. And where's another favorite lunch place for you, Judith?
Oh, how about Basha?
Yes. Basha is on Metcalf, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a fun place, too, Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah, really delicious. They're doing a great job. It's actually Egyptian, I believe. But they just do a wonderful job. It's delicious, fresh again. I think the mom is cooking in the kitchen, which is a plus.
That's great. Hey, Judith, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah in downtown Kansas City.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I wanted to recommend the Majestic Restaurant as a great lunch place.
And that's
The Majestic is probably, it's probably, best known for being an excellent place to have dinner. But if you want a really good value and really excellent food, their lunch is fantastic. For burgers, they've got a really excellent variety, and they're 100% of ground filet. So they're incredibly lean. I know I heard a little bit about burgers kind of shutting people down on this show. I don't know if having a leaner beef with that would help. But, like the Boss Tomber, they make their own barbecue sauce, bacon and cheddar cheese on that. Anchor Bar Burger. They also have a salmon BLT sandwich. That's killer. They do a excellent Cobb salad and a spinach salad. Yeah, it's not all beef at all.
It's a very pretty, pretty dining room. It's a very old building. So,
The building is gorgeous.
Yes.
The building's just beautiful right in and of itself.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. And that's a real wonderful plug for the Majestic Restaurant downtown. I believe it's on 9th and Broadway around there. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nick. Nick in Fort Leavenworth. Nick?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk about the Other Place Pizza restaurant. It's two doors down from the 10,000 Villages in Overland Park. It's a sports bar, but it's an Iowa sports bar, so it's really themed, and they have all the games. But for pizza, it's by far my favorite pizza place, I'd say, worldwide. I've been Germany stationed there, and it's great pizza. And they've got a lunch special where you get a slice and a soda or a beer or whatnot, and good place for people to go. But my wife and I, when we came back, she's got a music therapy practice in Kansas City. We found it, and I'm from Iowa originally, and I love that pizza. So
great. I until today, I didn't know that there was an Iowa kind of pizza, but I do now. Let's go to Paul in Kansas City. Paul,
good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out the irony. I've actually pulled off the road to talk to you, and ironically enough, I'm sitting in front of these shuttered Chuck E. Cheese on Nolan Road.
a restaurant where I've spent many, many happy hours, yes.
I spent many of my young birthdays in Independence there.
Paul, what did you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to recommend the local pig for lunches, which I think is probably pretty well known. The other thing I wanted to follow up on is, as you may recall, I'm on a bit of a quest for a Cuban sandwich locally. And remember, we exchanged a couple emails via the pitch.
Right, right.
And I did try the local pig Monday, and it was a great sandwich, but it ain't a Cuban.
What made it not a Cuban sandwich?
Well, Cubans, I grew up in Florida Gulf Coast, so I know a Cuban when I see one. A Cuban is supposed to be roast pork, ham, dill pickle, cheese, mustard, mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, theirs is excellent roast pork, and it's a good roast pork sandwich. Other than that, it had none of the other ingredients.
Well, that would make it not a Cuban. Did you ever go back to that one place I told you about in North Kansas City?
I have not yet,
okay.
And I live fairly close to there. But what I wanted to ask you was, is you had suggested another place, and I'm out on the road, so I can't access my email, but you had suggested another place that had Cubans locally, and I don't remember the name of it.
I have one suggestion. It might not be Charles, but it's Succotash. They have a fabulous Cuban sandwich,
really?
And it's at 26th and Holmes, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you the place I was telling you about. It's the El Porton Cafe on Indian Creek Parkway. Am I right about that? Anyway, we've got to let you go. It's been a great show. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Christine Basica. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard in just a few hours. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with the Cash Money Crew and a look at what to do with the sudden windfall. I'd like to know what to do with the sudden windfall. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Christy Garten. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Our intern is Kate Baxendale. Up to date, 1 minute away with the DVD gurus and films so bad they're good. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, KC.